Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dr. Amy Edwards, an infectious disease specialist at UH Rainbow, joins the show. And Dr. Edwards, what are you seeing on the front lines?
Currently, we're doing okay. We've been seeing a slight uptick in hospitalizations. We haven't gotten anywhere close to capacity yet, and that's where we'd like to keep it.
So what about kids that have well checks scheduled? Is it still safe to go? Should we postpone those? Should we still take them?
You absolutely should still be doing well checks, and not just kids, the adults too. You need to be getting your blood pressure checked and your cholesterol checked. We absolutely should be doing routine medical care at this point.
So a couple of weeks ago, I gave blood. They tested me for antibodies, and I got my results. It said negative. So does that mean I never had COVID? Because I got to tell you, it was back in March. I actually called in 4 days sick from work. I've never been sick like that. I had a residual cough for weeks, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I bet that was it back then.
Well, actually, there was a really nasty virus circulating in February and March. I don't know which one it was. We didn't actually test for it. I mean, I have that exact same story. I have children. I used to work in a daycare. I'm a pediatrician. I literally am immune to everything. I never get sick. And I got sick this March as well. So there was clearly some really bad respiratory virus circulating this spring that was circulating together with COVID. I mean, you know, COVID was circulating, but this one was as well, because there's a lot of people that have that story, and all of us are antibody negative, which means it was very unlikely that it was COVID.
And as we're getting closer and closer to a new school year, how's it looking to complete that school year?
That's up to the adults. If we want our kids to go to school, then we all need to wear our masks and socially distance and get our numbers down. Because if our trajectory stays the way it is and our cases keep going up and our hospitalizations keep going up, we know that Governor DeWine is going to shut the state back down again. If we want our kids to go to school, we need to keep the amount of virus in the community low. And in order to do that, we need to wash our hands, wear our masks, socially distance, stay home if we're sick. And then we can keep the virus low in the community, and then our kids can go to school all fall and winter and spring. There is nothing standing in the way of our kids going to school but us.
And where are we as far as a vaccine?
So a group out of Oxford just published a paper in the Lancet or JAMA, I can't quite remember. It just came out a couple days ago. I read it, and it looks very encouraging. They all of their volunteers had antibody responses, and not only that, they also saw a really robust T-cell response. That was in a lab, and when they took that blood from those volunteers that had been vaccinated, the antibodies that they isolated were able to neutralize the virus in the lab. So now they're going to roll out their massive trial, tens of thousands of people all over the world in all different locations, to see if those neutralizing antibodies that work in the lab work in real life. That vaccine is the farthest along of all the vaccines. And they've already got a contract with a drug manufacturer, AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca's pledging to make 2 billion doses of the vaccine, and they're pledging to sell the first several batches at cost. They're not even going to make a profit off of it. So there's definitely some great news in the vaccine world. It's still nothing for 2020. It'll be 2021.
Thanks for joining us, Dr. Edwards. We love talking to you every week.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.